Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Friends, family, and loved ones, I bet you haven't purchased a Father's Day gift yet. Now, have you? Not to fear, the leaders in below-the-waist grooming are here. And I'm talking about my friends at Manscaped. They're saving the day yet again with a total package for the father figure in your life this year. Have him join the 8 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped and get 20% off and free shipping with the code Bubba at Manscaped.com. Let's start with the ultimate Father's Day MVP, the Performance Package 4.0. In this package, you're going to find this signature lawnmower 4.0 trimmer, brand new weed whacker 2.0 ear and nose trimmer, crop reviver toner, performance boxer briefs, and a travel bag to hold all the goodies. And you can't forget my favorite. It's the moneymaker. Manscaped has changed the game with the brand new Beard Hedger Pro Kit for fathers all around the world. If his grooming routine is already dialed in, make sure you hook him up with Manscaped Boxers 2.0. These are without a doubt the best boxers for men all ages. Get 20% off and free shipping at manscaped.com. Promo code Bubba. That's 20% off and free shipping at manscaped.com. Promo Bubba. Make this Father's Day one he won't forget with Manscaped.
I feel like we're at an EDM concert. I'm on Molly. Anna's got some glow sticks. Brian's dressed up like a guy from the Village People.
Half my face don't know where I am because I got my drugs from Amsterdam.
Lummy is being led around by a leash with Rhett with a bit in his mouth. Listening to this music, I feel like I'm at the music festival. Are you on Molly, Lummy?
I'm on Molly.
Have you ever been on Molly?
No, never will.
Anna's got some.
No, thank you. That's fentanyl.
If Anna had some, she'd be in a better mood.
You stop feeling my best.
You're not?
No, but I'm okay.
She's absolutely coming down with strep throat, Bubba.
That's not true.
It's absolutely true.
You don't know
true.
Me?
Tongue kissing
you don't
know
my What the fuck?
You know that
oh, easy. Man, that first fuck's always hurts. I was like, whoa. The first fuck always kind of like startles me.
It's all making sense now.
I'm like, oh my God, Jesus.
Had nothing to do with Chris. It's all about that position. You like that position in this office.
Easy, easy. Listen to me.
What the fuck?
Welcome to YouTube, Facebook. I think we're on Twitter right now as well.
Yes, we are.
BubbaArmyRadio.com and the Bubba Army app. I think that's everywhere where you can cumus, if you will, right?
Yes.
So many things have happened since we first talked, or last talked, I should say. Brian has now picked apart the fact that Anna might have maybe sucked a little too much cock, and she has. I mean, that's what you're saying.
tongue kiss. Definitely tongue kiss.
Okay,
not.
Whatever. And she now has strep throat. So she's not feeling so good. Lummy is just completely mind-fucked. Like, no matter how you slice it, he's just, you know, a mind-fucked adult.
Here's the 100%. Thing with Lummy. If you ever follow him between the shows, it is like he is dealing with 45 crises every single day.
And there's only,
he's out in the lot with the phone to his ear, going, like, just carrying on, talking about 3:30, 4 o'clock, I don't know. He's always looking like
there's always a crisis.
Wheeling and dealing businessman with all the crises in the world.
Right. Because he's trying to get some Mexican drywallers over to the house.
Well, and then like he's also because he's the liaison, as you say, with the Bubba Army.
Right.
They funnel all of their problems through Lummy to get to you, me, Rhett, whoever.
Oh.
So he'll come in and be like, "Oh God, this person's fucking mad. We didn't mention this and da da da. And now they're not talking to me. Now they don't want to be a part of the show. I don't know what to do. I'm dumb."
Yeah, we got that.
Thanks, Hada, for that.
Hey, Lummy, you know, sometimes outbursts will really show you how they feel about you.
I know.
You know what I'm saying?
She ended that one. I thought she had my side for a second, then she said, "Oh, I'm dumb."
Well, but
it's harder to problem solve.
It's easier for you to be you than me. I have to sit here and listen to her and Brian have full blown Bubba impersonation.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Like they go for like these 3-4 minutes, like, you know, spiels about, like, they'll just break everything down. Brian will look at the back of his of his candy bar and be like, oh, Herman's proper paint. That's not so fat.
This is low on the hypocaloric index. This is good for my diet.
I just had a keto Twix. It was delicious. Yeah,
sure. It's low fat.
And low carbs.
And then I'll just be like, ah, ah, so I have to sit here, try to get ready for the show. And they're over there doing their Bubba fucking Abbott and Costello. Lummy is in the parking lot cutting deals with Mexican drywallers. Rhett's running around trying to figure out how we're going to get back, you know, how just whatever Rhett's doing. Well, I'm sorry. He's looking for his vape pen outside. Sometimes I see Rhett. Sometimes I'll see Rhett outside in the parking lot, and he's sitting Indian fashion on the trailer.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, what? Next to a pallet.
Just trying to get my chicken straight, Bubba.
Yeah.
He's meditating.
And then when Mach is here, he's, you know, all over the wiring stuff up, and he's
making his protein shakes.
He's making his protein shakes.
He walks up on you like a ninja. You don't even know he's there. Yeah. He's the quietest big dude ever.
Well, you know, Lummy, I don't think he quite knows, like, that you're kind of supposed to announce yourself when you kind of roll up on me here. So a lot of times in the morning, as he's been dealing with this new TV in the back of me.
Yeah. You'll see a tattooed huge bicep behind you.
I'll just barely hear the door, and I look, and like he's like right there, and I'm like, oh shit. And he's like, yeah, I'm just here to, you know, turn the TV on and get the right channel on and turn the brightness down. And
well, we've told
I'm like, okay, you know, like, you know. What have you?
Rhett and I both told him.
Where's Rhett? Is Rhett on Slate or Rhett?
I'm over here on whatever this pod is.
This is Slate.
This is? Okay.
Oh, no. Go ahead, speak.
Well,
Rhett, you there? Speak?
No, yeah, I was just chiming in.
No, you're on a regular microphone.
Yeah.
Which is far better.
Yeah, there's been a couple of times we've heard you like be like, what the hell? We're like, Mach, you can't sneak up on Bubba. Like, he's in a zone. Like, you have to like say something.
Now, listen, so since he's a brand new guy and he's not here today, so we can talk about him. So since he's a brand new guy, have you guys ever, as fellow man coworkers, taken him aside and said, hey, I know that, you know, Bubba's probably not going to specifically tell you, but here's what he hates.
Yes.
Like,
yes, don't slam the door.
That's what he does.
That was day one. Yep. He kept slamming the door.
Don't go in if Bubba's on the air.
Hold on. Sorry. Tell me how you did.
Bring him a snack.
Well,
I just passively told him, because it was right behind me. He was coming out behind me, and he let the door slam, and it was right before the show.
Right.
And I turned around. I was like, hey, don't slam the door. I did, that's rule number one. Like, do not ever slam that door if you have a choice.
When he slammed the door,
because that fucking gorilla come unglued.
And then when he snuck up on you one time during the show, I left during the mic.
Sometimes I'll be like, the muffler's just right there. And what am I going to do? I just see these massive fucking trapezoids coming at me.
Yeah, because I'm like, hey, Macho, during the show, can you not go up there? Bubba does not like, and if you do, like, maybe let him know.
Yeah, announce yourself.
If you can wait till the hot mic, that might be better.
Yeah, but I might have left my protein shaker up there. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, the remote's up there. Got to change.
He's like a ninja. If you can smell the Slim Jim, you're already dead.
So you guys took him aside. and
yes.
Brian, have you ever had I guess you've never really had brought people into my world, like, but do you ever have to like warn him about me or anything like that? Like, you know, hey, listen, you know, I know he's an asshole on the radio, but he's actually a pretty nice guy. Like, have you ever had that conversation before?
Yeah. I mean, I have you haven't met my wife yet, have you?
I haven't. No. I have not.
And
I know that I've fretted over her. Mm-hmm. I know that I've looked at pictures like on Instagram or Facebook or something like that and thought, holy
God, what did she see in you, Brian?
He says.
Is that what you not? I feel like you said something like that.
If that pencil neck little geek could get it, I'm gonna
blast your wife.
I'm gonna blast your wife.
She have a squirt?
Go have a seat in my office, buddy.
Does she squirt? I bet I can make her squirt.
She'll jet ski with me.
I can make her squirt.
Has Brian told you about the two-finger cul-de-sac deal?
No, he hasn't. I tell you what. More importantly, I've been afraid to meet you. You know, I've heard nightmares about you. I Googled you.
Don't Google me.
Okay, but my husband thinks that you're really a nice guy, and I know he's done some legal work for you, and his partner's husband is your agent and stuff. But I've not really, you know, really wanted to meet you. To be honest, I don't like or represent some of the things that you've done and how you live your life.
Well, you don't believe anything you've heard unless you heard that I used to have a Cessna.
No, Brian. And you know what he would go into explaining that to Finley?
Oh, you had a Cessna?
I had a King Air, and then I had a Cessna twin engine. And yeah, we'd go to the Bahamas. We get crazy down there, have some parties.
Well, can I show you my house? You $7 million.
Oh, you had a big house?
Oh my goodness. Tierra Verde. Just huge. Gate. Hulk Hogan was my best friend.
Right. Oh, I heard about the Hogan thing.
Yeah, wow. Wait until you see the documentary. You'll get the whole truth.
Yeah, okay.
This, what's been in the media is not fair.
Yeah, I heard that, you cheat too. You're a cheater.
Well, what are you trying to say? You're hitting on me? You mean you want to, get cheating on him?
You want to get cheated
on
him?
Are you a cheater too? Because maybe you and I can cheat together.
Yeah, I've been telling Brian, man, his wife's hot as hell. I want to blast you, so I'm not
just
you.
Once. I mean, no big deal. He's my buddy. He's my friend. We do that. That's what guys do.
Oh.
See, you can show the two-finger cul-de-sac.
Promise me you won't tape it, I'm interested in the two-finger cul-de-sac technique. And what's these things that my husband talks about, these Cheeto fingers deal, what's a Cheeto fingers? What's that?
Well, I can't really explain it. I've got to show you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. You got to see what Cheeto fingers are all about.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe at another time.
They call me Chester.
The molester is what I heard.
Chester Cheeto.
Oh, okay. Well, anyway, I don't think I'm interested in meeting you. We have a beautiful daughter, me and Brian together, and I just feel as if every time he comes home from the show, he just is so arrogant and cocky, and I just, whatever. I want my old Brian back, who wasn't on the radio, and he was a nice guy.
Well, I'll put him in his place for you. Yeah. You just tell me. I can get him fired if you want to not have any money coming into your house.
I mean,
call to Tom Bean.
Regina Tom right now. Right. If he ever gives you trouble, let me know. I'll ruin both of your lives.
Really? So, if he's, being mean to me, I can just call, and then you'll call Gina? For me?
Absolutely.
Wow.
I'd do that for you.
Say Brian's been spreading Pokemon rumors.
And you know what? I like you way better than his ex-wife.
Now, hold on. I wasn't even going to go there.
No, I'm going there. That's where I'm going.
I'll pull out all the stops. I heard. Now, see if
will
I can.
You, would you empty my pee cup? Because she did.
Well, now see, I hope you don't expect, because his first wife, you made her empty your pee cup. I'm his second wife. Are you going to make me do that?
No. I don't even have a piss jug anymore because I have my own studio now.
I
only used to pee in my office because I didn't want to walk out and have to deal with all the jabronis on the way to a bathroom. I didn't have a private bathroom then.
Oh, but you have a private bathroom. Okay.
Well, I'll come show you. I got a shower in it, too. I used to have cameras in one in the studio, but I've changed now. This is the softer, gentler, older Bubba.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, I appreciate everything, but my husband's a lawyer, and he's super cool, and, I think I'll just stick with him. But
I'm not saying to leave him. I'm just saying let me have a shot. Just one shot.
No, I heard you used to have a contest called the 12 Boobs of Christmas, and, I might, as I've had my child now and everything, I might want to, get some new Diacos.
Oh, my goodness. I would take you over the top. You're a smoke show now, but you put some Diacos on that thing, there's no way Babyface will keep you. There's no way.
You think I'll be damn material then at that time?
You'll be beyond that. You and Romino start partying together, having martinis at the restaurant by the house, the pool boys, the whole nine yards.
And I don't have to deal with Brian's bullcrap anymore.
You wouldn't have to deal with anything with if you had Diacos on you. You'd be the booker.
Oh, really? Is Brian the booker? Yes, Brian is the booker. Yes, he is.
He thinks he is.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Anyways, that's how the meeting went. So now you don't have to meet her. You met her.
Yeah, true. I know her so well. I played her in a role. Yeah. Hello. Hello. Whatever. So anyway, listen, as we're on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Bubba Army Radio, and the Bubba Army Radio app, I got to think that we're kind of a big deal, because I just added these numbers together, and we've had 41 million views on YouTube. We've had 43 million views on Twitch. We've had 41 million views on Facebook. We have 5.1 million podcast downloads. And 110,000 Twitter followers.
Woo.
And nearly 130,000 Facebook followers.
It's 125 million views between the four platforms.
Yeah, I mean, that's That's kind of that's kind of a big deal, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, right?
Yeah.
This whole thing we're doing here.
Right.
So, Lummy, I've been told now that Brian is representing you on possible appearances, and he's had a couple people inquire about what your appearance fee is because you're a big-time star now that you're doing endorsements.
Yes, and I talked to my other agent or slash security guard, and I found out their rate. So
I think Big Red is... Big Red's going to cut you out, Bubba. Watch out.
No, it's not Big Red.
No, it's your wife.
Yes.
Well, hold on. See, because we have you booked at... The only thing we really have you booked at, it's $250 an hour... And it's for drunk Kim's 50th birthday.
Yes. December 17th, 2023.
And so she wants to book you out. How many hours did she book him for?
She didn't say. We haven't hammered out the details yet, but she definitely wants him on that date. And it's a two-hour minimum when you get Lummy. So.
Right. Mm-hmm. So it's $250 an hour plus $50 travel. And those travel fees could go up if you live like in Miami. That could be like $150 travel fee.
Oh, sweet.
So Brian is booking all of Lummy's appearances. Right now, the only one he's got locked in is Drunk Kim's. So, Lummy, again, it's $500 for you to go out.
Yes.
Now, you said that your wife, because, you know, at the end of the day, you know what Drunk Kim's going to want to do.
Of course. You mean a Speedo, do a little grabbing. I mean, she's not known for being a little handsy, isn't she?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
A little grabbing's okay, though, right, Lummy?
I mean, like, you know. I don't know. He's freshly married. He's got a brand new kid. Like, you know, I don't think she's up for, you know, your wiener getting grabbed by another woman.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the merchandise is a little bit more than, you know, the $10 I'll be making for that whole thing.
But, Lummy, so we made a deal, and it's on air. It's binding if I want it to be.
Mm-hmm.
But it was everything that you do outside of, you know, the show. I'm going to pay you for spoken word we're going to basically pay you for everything. Anything that you get paid additional for will be cut 90-10.
Yes.
90% to me, the Bubba Radio Network, and 10% to you, one Warren Garrison.
Yes.
And then
good deal.
But Brian books him. He has to keep the calendar and, you know, make sure you have transportation. You know, Brian's just not sit back there not doing things. He's
moving and shaking.
I'm going to handle the logistics. Yeah, I'm going to get your rider to them. Like, if you're going to be there for 4 hours, what you need, you know.
Get you contractually signed.
So it's a bottle of Tito's, Blue Gatorade.
And Brian, mm-hmm. so that it's a binding contract, right?
Yeah, like, I got to draw up the paperwork. I mean, you're getting me actually... Really, you're robbing me with my 10%.
Yeah. So, Lummy, here's the deal, man. If Kim was to have you for 3 hours, which is for $750, and you throw in the $50, you know, travel,
yep.
So that puts you at $800.
Can the $50 travel fee just go to Lummy? Can the travel fee go
okay.
to him?
Okay. Right. So now we're just
there
taking...
There you go, buddy.
Right,
look
so
at that.
Lummy, you got $50 right now to begin with. Okay?
Perfect.
Okay?
Yes.
All right. So then, at $750 that are left, right? Because
yes.
you got $250 times 3 hours, right?
Yes.
At $750. Well, $75 goes to Brian right off the bat. Okay.
Awesome.
That leaves you $675, right?
Yes.
Well, I get 90% of that. So that puts me at $607.
Okay.
So let me see. So what would that put you at? What was that?
$607.50, Bubba.
$607.50
Yep.
Is what's left?
No, that's what you get. And then Lummy would get it's $602.50.
Here we go. $750 minus Brian 75 equals $675. If I take that times
0.9.
No, but 0.1.
Okay,
that tells you what
Lummy's cut.
Lummy, you're gonna get $67.50 for 3 hours of work. If you divide that by 3, but you add the 50 to it, Lummy, because you're 54. That's $72.50.
No, that's $117.50.
Yeah, $117.50, Lummy.
That's pretty good.
My security said it's $50 an hour for her, so.
Well, that's between you and her.
I'm 33. Yeah.
So, homie, Lummy, you got 100. How much money does he have? 100 and
117.
You got 100 and let's call it $118. Well, you're just going to have to get with your security and say, I can't pay you that your hourly fee, but I can. Here's what I'm making. How much do you want to bodyguard for me? So you're going to have to ask, because Ashley will not let you go to Drunk Kim's alone.
No.
So she's going to be your security. So there's 118 left in the pool. You know, she may only charge you 50 for security, you know?
That's true.
And then all of a sudden you're making $68 to, you know, have to act like you like Kim for 3 hours. I mean, that's it. That's all you got to do.
Oh.
Now, I mean, Lummy is also if you want him to, you know, mow your grass or, you know, maybe, you know, dig a ditch or, get on top and rewire your antenna, you know, whatever. It's $250 an hour.
Yeah, let's go. That sounds like a great deal.
But, you know,
as Brian said before, that's $118 I didn't have before.
Right.
That's right. So, Brian,
and 3 hours of your life and dignity that you can't get back.
Yeah, well.
Thank you, Brian.
I'm just saying, buddy.
Yeah, I think it's a great deal for all of us.
I tried to get you more money, Lummy, but you
cut the 90-10, kid.
You just, yeah.
You know, and Lummy, I'd give you, you know, I'd throw you a little boner.
Oh, thank you.
A little boner.
I mean, I'd throw him. I'd have the company throwing like an extra 50.
Oh, thank you, Bubba.
You know, I mean, now you're up to almost damn near $150.
No, I'm robbing you. I mean, I can't do that.
I mean, now you're.
Now I feel good.
I'm asking too much money here.
Well, anyway, Lummy is bookable, so all booking fees are going through Brian Matroni.
844-ASK-GINA, 844-ASK-GINA.
I can imagine your secretary or whoever you have answering those calls.
They'll take them.
Does your secretary, do they like you or not? Like the girl at the very front?
She's starting to get a little bit of an attitude. She likes me, but it's I don't know.
Have you guys ran, how many of those have you ran through?
None. We're on year 3.5 with this one.
Really?
Yeah. We take good care of our employees.
Right. So that front
desk. Do you not like her? Or does she not like you?
No, I think she's just.
Hold on.
She's reached the point. Oh. No. She's reached the point in the job where they lose their nice. Like 3 years is a long time to go, and you get comfortable in a place after 3 years, and then things start bothering you. You know, she's at that point now where she's like, oh, this place.
Oh.
You know, like any job.
So it's not you, it's the job?
No, it's the position and the job and the day.
So I'm talking about the girl that when you first walk in,
yeah,
and she'll greet you.
Mm-hmm.
She's not only
our girl's named Nicole.
Right. And so Nicole will, you know, greet you, you know, hey there, have you wait for Gina, have you wait for Brian? And then you have a couple other attorneys in there as well. Is she also a paralegal? Like, does she do other stuff too, or is she just straight, you know?
No, she helps out. She's not strictly a receptionist, but she'll help out with filing things and, you know, filing things in the court, opening files. She's like our utility infielder. She's very important to our firm.
Right. Now, how many paralegals do you have?
We have 3 paralegals.
Right. And now those are the workhorses, right? Are they?
They're supposed to be, yeah.
Whoa, a little heat with the paralegals?
Oh, man.
Now, there's one right now that we're not thrilled with, but we're trying to get her back into shape.
Hold on.
She never returned from COVID.
Hello.
Oh, God.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah.
Hey, man, how's it going? I was calling years ago you had Bubba Army mud flaps. Is that something you guys still offer?
No, we don't offer those anymore. If you go to BubbaArmyMerch.com or BubbaArmyStore.com, you can see what we offer. We're also getting some straw hats, a personal cooler, and a dog harness, all coming soon. But no, we don't have the mud flaps anymore, my friend.
Damn it, man. I was full trucker effect. I think I come down in 2014 and got the last set down there.
You know, maybe one of these days, but they're just so expensive to ship because they're so, you know, they're 30 by 30 or 30 by 28, whatever they are, and they're made out of, you know, a thicker, you know, I don't know what mill rubber they're made out of, but Lummy, you have nightmares of shipping those things, don't you?
Yes.
Because you couldn't buy a box, you had to make a box.
Yes, you did. You had to cut it and fold it over and tape it. And
what if you did a pre-order deal, Bubba, where they, you know, you get a list in advance of exactly how many you need, and then you let the company that's making them for you and printing them for you be the ones that ship them directly to the people?
Well, see, Brian, that's why we need a guy like you around here to be thinking things like that.
Yeah, that guy's smart.
We'll put that on
the
your plate, Brian.
Brian, go ahead and research mud flap manufacturers and ones that can send them one at a time to one different guy somewhere in fucking Arkansas. Okay, Brian?
Not one at a time. You get like orders of, you wait until you get like 25 or whatever their min is to make it worthwhile.
I think the minimum is 100.
Okay. 100 flaps or 100 sets?
Pairs.
I think 100 pairs.
Okay.
I think it's 100 pairs.
Damn.
So now you got 200 of those things laying around. Very rarely does a manufacturer want to be the place that also ships them.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Just now,
especially with that weird box.
Yeah.
But, well, yeah.
So anyway, sir, I would say that we're probably not going to have them anytime soon. Okay, nice talking
to you.
Sorry,
buddy.
Mm-hmm. Appreciate it. I got the
old trucker effect.
Hello.
We love FD.
Hey, South Tampa. Hey, I was going to say the same thing. Just do a pre-order and and have them like it. You should have them at like Barp or something so people can pick them up there.
And have all these leftovers.
Yeah. I mean, how many truck drivers are...
All of them?
Yeah, all of them.
I'm just saying.
They're all... I mean, there you go.
Well, I mean, you know, Scout and Big Gulp got them, and I don't know if Greg and Amy are allowed to run them or not, but... And Buzzard Bob, I don't know what his going on is besides like to eat ass. But...
His just say eating on one and ass on the other.
So, all right, man. South Tampa, appreciate you.
He loves the mud flap.
See you later. Bye.
I love the mud on the helmet and my mouth.
Wow.
I was trying to do that while you're doing a cough break, Bubba.
Mud in my helmet on my mouth. That would insinuate the helmet of your cock mud.
There, mud on that helmet and mud in my mouth.
Yeah, so that means mud represents poop?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You're wanting to ass to mouth yourself?
No, he's saying he eats ass.
I took it as Brian wanted to eat his own poop.
Yes.
Anna, what did you take it as?
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
Okay, let's take a poll here. Who's most likely to want to eat their own shit?
No, but, I mean, based on what you... I mean, hold on. You can pull it up
it's
all you want.
It's me already.
You can pull it up all you want. You can pull it up. But the way you spoke, what you said made it feel like you wanted to have poop on your penis helmet and put that in your mouth. That's what it sounds. That's how I interpreted it.
That's
what
Anna.
How about you, Warren?
I
like
the same
mud
thing.
On my helmet and in my mouth is saying I'll bang you in the ass and eat your ass.
Drop a butter in your pussy.
Hello. Whoa.
Bubba.
It's going crazy. Yes.
Brian from Philly. How you doing, man?
Hey, slinging CDs out of the back of my trunk. What's going on?
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs. A gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
A special this week, Spirit, first line ticks to Vegas. Many as you need, I got them.
Yeah, I'm going to go to Ronnie's wedding using Spirit. My latest travels with Southwest via Reno was an absolute fucking disaster.
Just on the way back.
Just on the way back, yes. Just on the way back.
You had a great trip with the dad.
Yeah, a lot of that's getting put up on YouTube right now.
A little love story?
I'm taking Southwest to Vegas in October.
You should be okay. They say direct to Vegas, it's okay. It's the Reno to Denver.
I will never do that. If it's not direct, I ain't flying there. If there's not a way for me to get there direct, I'll fly out of Orlando to go somewhere far away direct. But if it ain't direct, I ain't flying.
Yeah,
I
had no options. It's my dad. I got to go see him. I got to go to Reno, Nevada, and there's just no way to get
Orlando.
No.
They don't fly it direct to Reno from Orlando?
I don't think. Check it out.
I've been checking it out. I have not seen it, but I will double check.
Continue to check, and I'll see the people to check. Yes, go ahead, Brian. Or you want Brian.
Brian, I want to get Lummy for 6 hours, maybe this Sunday.
We gotta do it. That's a short notice surplus surcharge there.
Yeah, that would be me. Does that mean him coming to Philly?
No, I'm over in Southeast Florida near Delray Beach, so he's got to come over here.
Probably $1.50 travel fee on it when you say.
Well, the time too is
$1.50 for the travel.
Well, that's just the mileage. I mean,
3 hours each way.
Yeah, dude, that's a 6 hour round trip. I got it.
No, it's gonna have to be a sleepover. We'll have to do it on a Saturday.
All right, yeah, sleepover. Like, and then I'll just
pay for the nightly fee.
And what do you need my Lummy for?
Yeah, what any type of description?
We're gonna pal around. We're gonna go fishing. And since Penny broke up with me, you know, I'm pretty lonely, so I might have to.
Penny broke up with you, huh?
He will only take artificial peni. You know that,
yeah,
right?
Listen, we have somewhat of a writer with him.
He's not gay.
Do the real deal.
He's not gay, but nonetheless, if he was, it would be okay.
Yeah, we don't mind that, but I'm saying.
But he's not. He's not. You could have him down to his tidy whitey. He's doing and maybe oiled up with some coconut oil, you know?
Okay. Am I getting into it? Well, time for Philly. Penny, please call him.
Yeah, so, all right, Brian, good talking to you.
All right, I'll see you at 199, guys.
All right. Yeah, I've not seen or heard from Penny.
Oh no.
Do we have a number for Penny?
I can get one. Do you want me to give it to you now?
Let's get her, try to get her on the phone.
Okay,
let's say
let me
Penny.
Look it up real quick.
I mean, how long has it been? When we spoke to her last, like a week, like last Thursday, last Friday.
Yeah, I believe she was supposed to call Monday.
Yeah, and I was like, listen, we needed to get her like a back to back kind of deal or something? Didn't we have Anna? What kind of parameter? Puss rubbing parameters that we have for Penny.
Was it like a weekly deal that she had to call in and tell us about it?
I don't know. I think we specifically had like a weekend homework deal.
Yeah, yeah. Didn't you send her the rabbit?
That's right.
Oh, I don't know. And I don't know that I did.
Oh, okay.
You know what? I think that's the problem.
Oh.
She has nothing to report.
Yeah,
just
you're
masturbating
right.
Twice a day.
Yeah, she's probably hopefully still using her Hitachi.
Yeah.
But I don't think I sent her rabbit, and I do have her
address
memorized in my deal. I'll send her a rabbit today. Okay. Yeah. Poor thing. I mean, I'm getting mad at her, and I stiffed her on the rabbit.
It's on her Amazon.
Somebody said you were going to send her a Suction Cup Jones.
That's right.
A Harvey Wallbanger?
No, I was going to give her
a Harvey Wallbanger.
A wallable rabbit,
yeah,
you know, where you could back your ass up on it.
Mm-hmm.
That's hot. Hello.
Hey, everybody. It's Scout.
Scout, tell Penny I think I forgot to send the thing.
No, I got a message from Crick, and she needed Penny's address. And then by the time I stopped driving, she said I got it, and I sent it. But as when I talked to her yesterday, she still had not received anything in the mail, and she didn't think she was supposed to call until after she did her homework.
Yeah, you're right. So I'm going to get with Crick today and see if we even sent it.
Crick said they sent it via Amazon last week.
Oh.
She texted me during the show.
Did she have any tracking on it?
I don't know. I'll get to Crick on it, and we'll get that down there. And You're right, Penny's not supposed to call till after her homework. Now, Scout, can you be so kind as to tell us what the homework was?
Well, she's supposed to use the new toy that you sent.
Right.
In a fashion, and then call and give reports on it. And if she gets really carried away, use a combo of both toys you've sent her.
Right.
And you want a full report.
Now, do you think that we're doing some good here? I mean, I don't want to ruin your family or nothing.
No, it's all good. I mean, I think she's having a lot of fun with
what
it.
What I'm saying, because I'm not trying to be if this is just coming across disrespectful to you, I don't want that to be the case.
No, it's a little cringy to listen to sometimes because, like, I mean, she's my older sister, and the fact with our age difference and when our parents divorced, I mean, I kind of spent time at her and her husband's house when I was young.
I know, but you,
like
I mean,
you would
but,
at an aunt and uncle's house.
I know, so I just, but
we've never had that kind of relationship.
I know,
where we
but she's
about that kind of stuff.
But it might be therapeutic that you're finally getting to kind of have some, you know, like, you know, maybe therapeutic that you are talking about it now.
No, I think it's extremely healthy for her. I mean, she, I kid you not, on how sheltered she is. I mean, we are like night and day.
And so, like, she and
I'm
she
fat,
and
I'm queer, she's straight, and she lives sheltered.
Hold on, she's not only straight. Like, she's Laura Ingalls, afraid to even touch her pussy. Like, she's afraid.
Exactly. And I had no idea she was that frigid.
Yeah, and so, nonetheless, I mean, I think if anything, we're probably, I mean, I guarantee you she's feeling good if she's getting all those orgasms.
No, and then she's like, she started talking to her best girlfriend of like 30-some years, and I guess she even forwarded her the YouTube clip so she could hear her radio appearance.
Oh, so now she's even kind of marking out to herself a little bit.
She marked out to herself a little bit and forwarded
like
that clip to a friend. And her friend said, really? I did not know that about you, Penny. And so she was an eye-opener for her, too.
So now Penny's going to maybe open up a whole other Pandora box of possibilities there in Arizona.
I think you might be picking up a whole MILF, you know, or GILF, I guess they're of that age, brigade there in Tucson is these.
I mean, Penny went from
floating around and Penny starts spinning her,
I mean,
her,
Penny,
her massive story wisdom.
Penny never, ever even orgasmed or played with her vagina at all, ever. And now we got her doing, you know, 2 and 3 orgasms a day on the Hitachi with a kangaroo to, you know, soon following. I mean, she's a, I mean, it's got to be mind blowing for her.
She usually calls me like once a day while I'm driving, and I didn't hear from her for like 3 days straight. And so I texted her and I said, what, did you get the toy in the mail from Bubba? Because I ain't heard shit from you. Mm-hmm. And she says, no, I haven't received anything. I've just been busy. And I was like, oh, okay, I'm just checking. I'll make sure you're not in an orgasm coma, you know, somewhere.
You know,
she might just
be laying in bed, just getting one nut after the other, just, you know, just laying there and her peanut butter sandwich on the fucking nightstand, and she can't even have enough energy to get out of bed because she's just got that Hitachi buried for hours.
She's retired. She doesn't have nothing else to do, so I imagine so.
Right. I think I'm getting a little creepy right now. So anyway, listen, Scout, I'm going to get with the Crick. We're going to get a tracking deal on it, and we'll get Penny her suctionable kangaroo/rabbit that's, you know, also, you know, not only a vaginal in your vaginal thing, but it's also got these two little bunny rabbit ears that touch your clitoris and drive you insane. Now, I'm sure,
it's on our Amazon page if you want to see it.
Scout, I'm sure that you've used the rabbit or the kangaroo before. Please.
Not the rabbit or the kangaroo, but, you know, similar stuff. For the most part, we're hands people.
With the pearls.
I like organic. I like it straight from the source.
Yeah, there you go, Lummy. That's the suction a cupable.
Yes.
with the pearls. And then there's the two flickers for the clitoris. And then, you know, you bury that in there, and you got the pearls going around, and everything's just going crazy.
They got the ring, yeah. Bog it down.
Next thing you know, she's breaking her shower door. You know what I'm saying? Because she's putting so much pressure on it. Next thing you know, Lummy, she's calling up a handyman because she fucking broke 3 tiles in the bathroom for pushing against it.
That could be a whole other story.
Yeah. Then the maintenance guy came to fix her shower, and she's like, fuck it. Let's, you know, I've been kangarooing and Hitachiing so much that I want the real thing. Oh. And she finally
might attack that poor guy when he shows up at the door.
Exactly.
Unleash the beast.
Yeah, because there you go. All right, well, listen, Scout, what else?
On the wee hours of last Saturday morning, an FTE came up alongside us and gave Big Gulp the CB mic wave because she didn't have the radio on, and she fired it up, and he was FTE Bubba Army. So nice. She chatted with him for a couple miles before he went one way and we went the other way.
I'm remiss.
I don't remember his name.
What's the distance? Can you go a mile or two? Like, what's the distance on a CB?
Oh, we get out probably about 5 miles, but like our radio is pretty much straight out of the box. We didn't do high dollar peaking and tuning. I mean, you can really get out if you want to. You know, if you got big whip antennas and you peak and tune it out, you can get out. And depending on if you can skip your signal across the atmosphere, you can get all the way from El Paso to Chicago.
For real?
You know, as far as being people being able to hear.
But what about not skipping and you're just using as big a power as you can with your big whips and you're tuned in to Willie? I mean, can you get 50, 60, 100 miles?
Oh, a good Galaxy radio that's set up right with good antennas? Probably 50 miles or so. We've never run anything like that, but I imagine that's what they're getting out.
But there's
there's
some guys, some old-time truckers that are really into their CBs, and they really got, like, right? I mean, like, you know, when you got to see those, you can just tell by their antennas and their truck, you know, whether they got a good CB setup, can't you?
Yeah, and like when they're near you and they fire up that mic, I mean, it'll bleed into your system and cause reverb and everything else. Sometimes you'll pick them up like on, you know, on like if you were laying in the bunk and you had the TV on, it'll bleed into your TV if they're running that kind of system in their truck. It used to be a real problem in the truck stops at night, but Now everybody's got Dish TV or they're watching Netflix. Nobody chats on the CB the way they used to. I only put it on in bad weather anymore, you know.
Right, unless a guy waves you the mic, then you turn it on because he wants to wants to tell you something, right?
You got the Waze app now, too, that tells you where the cops are.
Yeah, do you run the Waze app?
Yeah, I run that a little bit. I run Google Maps a little bit. But it's mostly to know if you're going to run up on a backup because we can't speed. Even, like, if I'm in a zone where I could speed because my governor is faster, they have cameras now that read the speed limit signs. And if you're speeding, safety will send you a message and go, why are you speeding?
But hold on now. What if it's 65 and you're running 67?
They're okay with that. Like, that you can do. But if you run much more than that, then you get a nasty gram.
Is five kind of the limit?
Like, what if it's 65 and you're running 71?
65, 70, no, I wouldn't do it. You get a nasty gram.
What about 65,
Indiana,
70?
A lot of Indiana is 60, and I can run 70. And I ran most of Indiana, I don't know, probably 6-7 months ago at 65. And that was just keeping up with the flow of traffic. And I got a nasty gram from safety going, you've been speeding for quite a few hours. What are you doing?
Now, hold on.
So
they flash it up on your dispatch screen, or do they actually send it to your phone?
No, they got a computer, onboard computer, so you get a message on the computer on the truck.
And it'll literally pop up and to say that you've been slow, for real?
Yeah, sometimes it's a message call safety, and they want to have a phone conversation with you. And sometimes it's we track you for so many miles speeding.
But when you call them, when you get some dude and it's like being mean to you, I mean, like, can you say fuck?
Oh,
can,
yeah.
Can you say
they're not? They're not happy with you.
So how's it go? How's it go? You be dispatch. I'm gonna be scout. Hello.
Yeah, this is so-and-so in safety, and we clocked you doing five over in Indiana for, you know, two-plus hours, and that's not acceptable. We have to obey the speed limit signs. We got to be concerned about our CSA score as a company, you know, and these ticket violations affect everybody, you know, and they just lay it on you.
Fuck
and if
off.
You get another one of these, within 30 days, then you get, you know, then they'll put you out of service.
Well, you know what? Why don't you go ahead and write these letters on your little report? Fuck off, bitch. See you later.
That's basically what I say when I get off the phone, and then I start looking at Big Gulp going, I don't know how much longer we can do this.
No, hold on. But if you said that to him, if you said, I know you got to play all nice and go like, okay, thank you, I'll slow it down. So sorry. But, I mean, what if you did answer them, fuck off, you fucking asshole. Leave me alone.
You ready for this? You say, I feel like I'm being targeted because you know that I'm a lesbian.
Oh.
See, that's what I need. I need a baby face in my pocket.
Brian, and then they're like, man, do not fuck with this woman. She knows her rights. She's already lawyered to fuck up for being a lesbian.
Yep.
Well, we might get a little bit of that rub now because, like, they used to allow drivers to take a 30-day leave of absence, like where you could park the truck, clean it out, take 30 days off, like kind of get your mind right days. And when the kids were small, it was great for us because we'd do it in the summer. We'd have the kids for 30 days straight. Well, they've since taken that away. And basically, Big Gulp called in a couple weeks ago and said, just so you know, we're taking 28 days. And that's what was in the handbook when we started. And we're still doing it because we're going to Europe for, you know, so many days. And that's what we need. And they went, okay. And then they just kind of let it go. So
they're like, man, you know what? We can play hardball with that white guy, stupid fuck from Indiana. But these two lesbians, they know their rights, man. They'll start doing some affirmative action shit on us. We got to chill out.
Sometimes I wonder if that's what it is.
Maybe.
Because they're like, okay.
I mean, Brian, right? I mean, Brian, if you're the boss, you're like, hey, man, you know the two lesbian girls? They do it. They're like, they're in the 8 million mile club. They're the best ever. They want 28 days. You know, we've changed the policy, but they're good as hell. Plus, they're lesbians, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I'd say to the safety people, why don't you go down to Roadmaster and find somebody that you're going to replace me with? And when you do, then you can call me back and give me shit. Bye.
When you can find somebody that's hauled so many fucking loads across the United States of America with no accidents, then you can find. Yeah. But other than that, leave me the fuck alone. Or, you know what, call Roadmaster and ask for a guy with experience. Fuck off.
That's it, man. The pickings out here are getting slim. It's getting crazy. Between the guys that got fed up during COVID and left, and then all the restrictions and the CPAP restrictions that are coming down, and the driver shortage is bad, and the turnover rate is so crazy.
You say CPAP, what?
Sleep apnea. They're cracking down on sleep apnea drivers.
Oh.
because they don't get the same amount of actual rest.
So they're now going to do sleep tests on all the truckers?
Oh, yeah, that's the whole reason why I've been wearing it the last couple years. They said, well, your neck doesn't, it's not fat enough to meet the requirements, but your BMI is high because you're a fat little girl. So we think you must have sleep apnea. You got to go down for a test. And sure enough, I scored high enough by quote unquote their standards, but my medical doctor said I'm still under the guidelines of sleep apnea. I'm still below those guidelines, but Warner's in companies in general, Warner, all the big companies are so worried about lawsuits and stuff in the future. They're like, you got to start wearing a CPAP now if you want to drive.
HR calls her at 3 a.m. Sorry, we noticed that you weren't wearing your CPAP.
Sorry. I mean, fucking big brother, man. I'd be like, I can't do anything in this fucking truck without you guys knowing about it. How about when I rub my pussy 10 miles back? You know about that?
Well, that'll be the final line. The day they put an inward-facing camera in the truck is the day I'll quit. Because it's not just my office. It's my home, and I'm in it with my wife.
Yeah, I mean, you let your pussy hang out. You're eating pussy. I mean, you're doing all kinds of things that's under their business.
Exactly. You know, if I want to go down her on a hurt three times on a Sunday, that's my business. It ain't theirs.
Now, are you allowed? Are you
on their dime?
Are you allowed to go down on her while she's driving?
No.
I mean,
no.
Brian,
are you allowed to do
Brian,
that?
Brian, hold on now. Brian,
you ain't pushing on the clock?
What I'm saying is, like, let's say Big Gulp's driving, man. You know, they're driving across Texarkana or some bullshit. It's a big flat road for a long time. Cool. And then Big
Brian, Brian will tell you this. Technically, by the rules of the road, if you don't have two hands on the wheel, you're distracted driving.
Okay, then.
Well, you can have two hands on the wheel and still have somebody in your crotch.
Hold on.
Big Gulp. That'd still be distracted.
Hold on. Big Gulp can be 10 and Big and Gulp. Shut up for a second. Big Gulp can be 10 and 2 all day, but have her legs kicked out wide with fucking cruise control on, and you'd be getting yourself a nice sandwich.
I will not confirm or deny that maybe I've had my hands in places they shouldn't have been in the middle of the night when she's going down the road.
Right.
But technically, that would be distracted driving.
I mean, you don't think that there's some you don't think that Greg and Amy, you know, a tandem husband and wife duo, you don't think sometimes Greg's like, hey, Amy, I mean, you know, we got 300 more miles here in Montana. Won't you suck my dick?
No, they actually have it where they can take the driver's seat out. And he can do her, you know, doggy while she holds the wheel.
You know, the driver seats do swivel. And
there
I guess
you
if you're on cruise, you could technically swivel the seat to the side.
Yeah, I mean, I guarantee you.
And now that they're all automatic with no gear shifter, there's a lot of room on the floor.
I guarantee you Amy has sucked Greg's dick on the road. I promise
Amy, call in and let us know.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I'd love to know that. But, I mean, you know. I mean, Lummy, I mean, fuck. If you're driving, I mean, you know,
you would not know that.
Like, okay, they're a tandem driver, Scout, a Big Gulp Scout. How many miles will Greg have to? Greg usually drives at night, and Amy drives during the day. So, like, what?
They're probably both averaging between 600 and 700 miles each shift, each day a person.
Right.
Because they go out to California on the turn and burn, and if you're moving, and I know they're good drivers, they're not lollygagging and hanging out. They want to make their turn, so they're on it. So they're easily doing between 6 and 7 each shift.
Yeah, so he's sitting there for 10 hours. Next thing you know, you start getting a little bone. You know, old girl's done for.
I send him one of those lesbian romance books to listen to, and he's all boned up. Uh-huh.
Yeah, and Amy just rolls out of bed because then she's got another hour left, you know, but she's up, and he's like, you know, I got a fucking bone. I mean, can you get your early morning protein just by giving me some head?
Oh.
I mean, if you were a male trucker with your wife, Lummy, what would you do?
Have her give me some head during it.
Right.
Wake up, give me some head.
Anna, if your husband was driving and you needed, I mean, wouldn't you suck? And you were, you know.
Yeah, I think you have to at some point.
It. You push the seat back, you drop the air out of it to give you a little more room.
Right. And you know, man, when if you're driving the same route like they are, and I think you guys too, you know the long stretches of just nothing going the fuck on, right?
Uh-huh. Yep, where all the city kiddies hang out, the small towns and the bears hang out. Yep, you know
are there instances where like you're on a highway with nothing to look at or nothing to do and no traffic for like, you know, 2, 3, 4 hours sometimes, aren't you?
No, well, traffic has gotten so bad, unless you're, like, out in Montana or, like, off the beaten path in Wyoming. Even I-80 in Wyoming is thick with traffic anymore. You can't really go anywhere and not see traffic.
Yeah, but I can drive from here to Ocala.
It's
bumper
to bumper.
I could drive from...
You know, but there's the occasional car.
I could drive from here to Ocala in a semi and really get a nice dick suck. I'm just telling you, I could.
You should be able to get, like, an endorsement on your CDL where you show them that you can drive effectively while you're getting Riz-His.
Right. Be like, listen, sir.
And it's like, oh, I pulled you over, but, sir, you have the Riz-His endorsement.
You got the head.
Carry on.
Can we get Riz-His / Cheeto Fingers, you know, for the lesbian?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, sure. Yeah,
it might be more of a Cheeto Fingers situation.
Yeah, we can see, ma'am, here that you got a Cheeto Fingers endorsement. So, you know, fingering your wife while she's driving, it's not a big deal at all.
So there we go. I'll have tankers, doubles, triples, and Cheeto Finger endorsement. I like it.
There you go. All right. Well, listen, I'm going to get Penny her gimmick ASAP. Okay, honey?
Okay, and if the crick needs anything, tell her just to hit me up and I'll get it for her.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, guys.
Bye now. Bye. I got a Tate's Pizza meeting today.
Good one?
I don't know if it's a good one or not.
Can I have some pizza?
You're going to be able to eat, I'm saying, there?
Yeah, I am gonna be able to eat, and I was thinking about maybe doing a food review there.
Oh my God, that would be amazing.
Yeah.
You think it would be?
Yeah, do it. Do it for my dad. It's his birthday. Happy birthday, Dad.
Who's your meeting with?
I'm gonna have to tell
none
you.
None of your business, God.
I'm saying, I'll help you do the food review.
Oh. No, I don't need you there.
Oh, okay.
No, please, no free lunch, sorry.
Please, I don't.
I wasn't looking for. I'd probably pay.
Yeah, you just me might break the vibe that I'm trying to create.
Oh, it's a cricket caper. Okay.
No. Like, see, you guys are completely getting this wrong.
Enjoy your pizza.
Oh, that's Brian, yeah. And the wings. I know you like those wings.
What was the official scorecard of today, buddy?
+4, Brian. +2, Lummy. +1, Anna. -4, Rhett. 1, Bubba Goddamn.
Oh, see, I didn't bring that up, Bubba, because I know.
Better.
We're in a good mood. Go to a meeting, Brian.
I know.
What a dick.
See you tomorrow.